Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first real episode of the Mom and Kids Perspective Show. My name is Julie, and my co-host is...
Stefan, also her son.
Yep. We are a mom and son duo. And today, we are going to talk about...
the coronavirus. Oh,
so there's so much going on with the coronavirus right now. And more importantly, Stefan's school got canceled.
Yeah, most of the schools in Monrovia... and California got canceled, which is really sad.
It's actually throughout the whole country. Really? It's very sad.
New York's not closed, though.
Not yet. But there, you know, we have friends in New York who are just waiting for the bell to drop with that. But it's all about prevention, right? It's all about that. And we thought, because Stefan is going to be home from school for 2 weeks...
We can make more podcasts.
Well, we can do that, too. But there's going to be a lot of work that Stefan has to do. That's our dog jingling in the background. Say hi, Bob. Bobby and Mally and others. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of time that Stefan and I are going to be together in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Working, making sure that he's still doing his schoolwork that was sent home with him.
Yeah.
And we kind of thought that we would talk a little bit about not only the coronavirus, but also what's it going to be like the next couple of weeks.
And how to deal with it and try to stay calm and don't be worried.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the coronavirus. What have you learned, Stefan?
That the coronavirus... that you can't catch it through air, which is good. It's a flu, and you shouldn't be really worried about it, because most people that are, like, getting affected by it are older people or people that are already have, like, a bad thing in their system.
Right, but there's definitely, I don't want to say that we shouldn't worry about it.
No, yeah, you should, you know, not a lot.
You can get very sick, and the most important thing that you can do is prevent it. You know, if you're going to be preventing the coronavirus, because you don't want to end up sick, feeling gross, or even...
And then you have to stay home for 14 days.
Well, that's only if you are exposed to it. If you're actually sick with it, you could end up in the hospital and feel really, really bad. So... what are the things that you can do to make sure that you can prevent getting sick from the coronavirus?
Number one spot, wash your hands for 20 seconds or sing happy birthday twice.
That's right. They taught you that in school?
Yep. And you also taught me that.
Yep, I also taught you that too. But yeah, washing your hands is the single most important thing that you can do. There's something called a vector, which means I knew you were going to ask me that. So your hands are what's called a vector. That means if you get something on your hands, you can transport that by touching the desk or touching...
So it's basically just a basic flu. It's kind of like the flu.
Well, you can get the coronavirus similar to the way that you get a flu. That's right. But, so what, you're going to wash your hands. What other things that can you do, though? Why are they closing the schools? They're calling it something called social distancing. What does that mean?
Well, what they've been teaching us at school, you want to try to stay away from people. Well, not stay away from people, but try not to, like, high five, touch each other a lot. Like, they taught us how to elbow high five. Yeah.
That's right. And not to touch surfaces that you don't really know, or to come too close with somebody. And I've heard that you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart from people that you don't know. So if you're going to go to a restaurant, or if you're going to be somewhere, right now we're sitting really close to each other, but that's all right, because we're in the
in the house. There's only two of us right now. And including the animals.
Yeah. But that's, you know, where if one of us have it, then we all have it right now. But, so we talked about washing hands, always, not touching surfaces. We talked about social distancing.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, what if you're not feeling good?
If you're not feeling good, well, we've been kind of learning this in science. Our science teacher has been saying that if you're not feeling good, you should really stay home and not go to school. Because if you get to school, it's, like, legally not allowed to go to school. If you throw up, like, twice, you got to stay home.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, our teacher's been talking about that.
I didn't know that there was legal, but I think it's the right thing to do, that if you're not feeling good in anything, whether you have runny nose, cough, stomachache, sleepy, anything like that, that you should definitely stay home. But in our case, our school is closed.
So we can't really do anything about that.
So let's talk about what, like, next week is going to look like. We just heard this on Friday.
Yeah. Literally what we had to do.
I want to hear how it was explained to you and, like, how you felt. Were you scared?
Well, this was during fifth period. Our science teacher, everyone found out about it at the same time. The teachers did not know what was going to happen. Our teacher's just like, oh, we just got an email. And then she read it. And then she's like, oh, everyone go to your first period. For the next hour, every 10 minutes, you're going to switch periods and you're going to get all your work because the school's closing. I saw a few people freaking out.
What does that mean? How are they?
They were like, they were starting to cry a little bit.
Oh, no. What did you do to make them feel better?
Well, everyone was trying to comfort them, saying it's going to be okay. And everyone was calling their parents and texting them. Saying that the school was closing.
You didn't text me.
Yeah, I did.
No, you did not, my friend. Okay, he's pointing at the phone saying, go look. But
I texted you.
No.
Yes, I did.
I don't know. Sometimes you, like, forget to call me or something. I don't know why. But so they told you. So you went to the different classes and picked up your work.
Yeah.
So were you scared at all?
No, it was kind of freaking me out that everyone else was freaked out, if you kind of know what I mean. Because, like, everyone else was, like, kind of just, like, overreacting.
So they were, like, were they screaming, crying, yelling? What were they doing to overreact?
It was very crowded everywhere.
So when they were telling you to practice social distancing, everybody got crowded?
Everyone was, like, shoulder to shoulder.
You mean, like, trying to get close to one another to make them feel better? Or
no, we were, like, between periods, switching periods for 10 minutes. It's very chaotic. Some people were getting out early. Some people were getting out late. We had to push through doors and stuff, which I tried not doing that.
Because you didn't want to touch the doors, right? Yeah. Right.
And you should always use your sleeves and stuff. Like, if you go to, like, a shopping place and you get a cart, I've seen a lot of people do this, which is pretty smart. Put your sleeve over your hand and push the cart. It's just a better way to stay safe.
Or you could carry disinfectant wipes and things.
Yeah, and wipe stuff.
You chuck it. Okay, so they sent you home with a packet, and now we are faced with 2 weeks pretty much being...
Basically three, because of spring break.
The spring break, right?
Yeah.
So being here in the house, and what in the world are we going to do? You know, one of the things...
Like, they're not making any new TV shows.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's canceled. I can't do anything.
But you're supposed to be doing your homework and the work that they sent you home.
What about after that?
So is it all paper or do you have to go online? How's that working?
But, yeah, it's half and half. Most of my classes are on paper, but, like, three of them are online and three of them are on paper.
So Google Classroom is what they use?
Yeah, Google Classroom.
How come all the teachers are not using the Google Classroom?
I don't know, because, like, math, you usually need a lot more stuff to write on. So I think they just thought it would be easier to use it paper, and also social studies was easier on paper, too, because we have to write an essay. So.
Okay, so how am I going to get you to actually do your work during the day? Like, we talked about maybe waking up.
Yeah, waking up and we're going to school now. Go sit down somewhere and work.
So... Are you going to give me a hard time?
No, because I'll be working the whole day.
And why?
Unless I get it done.
And then are you going to give me a hard time?
No.
Well, what are you going to, like, so you're really, really, really going to, like, not say I want to go on the TV or play Fortnite or do any of that stuff. You're going to actually do your homework.
Yeah, but after I'm done with that, I'll do it.
I'm making excuses already. Well, I mean, it's one of the things that I've talked about with a lot of the other moms is how are we going to get you to do your schoolwork? And we've been talking about maybe getting a couple of the kids together who are in the same class.
Yeah.
I know it's only two or three, so that we can make sure that you have, like, some sort of a semblance, but also the whole issue of getting bored in the house. It's something that can happen
We've been staying in here for the last two days and it's been very boring.
Hey, you calling me boring?
No, not you boring.
I'm not boring?
No.
Okay.
You're not boring.
But what have we been doing?
Sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, and that's a problem, guys.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of the TV, watching.
This is a great excuse for reading books.
Ah, really? Aha, you all heard it. he's going to read books.
Yep.
Our local library is closed, too, so we can't go out and get books. So
everything's closed.
I know.
Why?
Well, because they're concerned that there's going to be a lot of people in one place, and what they really want to do is cut this disease off at the knees. And if they can prevent the spread of the disease by closing places like community centers or libraries and places like that, then maybe the disease will slow down.
Yeah. How many cases in California has it been yet?
I don't know. I've heard like 40 cases in California right now, and I think that there's been one death, which is pretty scary.
Oh, well, one death. I thought it was going to be more.
No, but that's still pretty sad that there's one death. And, you know, across the country, there's been a whole lot more, and things that we have to worry about, you know. Grandma is over 70.
That would be good.
So I called Grandma yesterday and asked her to come here so that she can be with us. So she's going to see if she can come. And just in case we have to be here for a month, we will. So we went shopping yesterday.
Oh, we got way too much. Well, I wasn't there, but they got way too much. My mom and dad. Oh, my gosh. They got 50 cans of food, Gatorade, a bunch of, like, stuff you don't have to refrigerate, candy.
Oh, well you found the candy. We got one thing of candy and hit it. But,
three, four.
You know, the concern, we were kind of buying into the hysteria a little bit, I think. And we just wanted to make sure that if we were caught here in the house for whatever reason, that we had enough food to last.
To last, because everything would be closed, and like we might be not even be able to go outside.
Who knows? Who knows what the future is going to be? Hopefully it won't come that way.
And hopefully the coronavirus goes away.
Well, that's the goal. We want everybody to stay
healthy. Or find
healthy.
A cure.
Well, I think they're working on that right now.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so impressed with the healthcare workers and the people who are running around trying to make a cure for this disease that kind of came out of nowhere. Okay, so we have food.
Yeah.
We have stuff to do, like books and stuff like that. I think one of the keys is to make sure that we also stay moving and stay exercising.
Yeah, right? That's another thing we had to do for PE. They're going to send us a log, and we have to do some kind of exercise over the next 3 weeks.
So what do you think you're going to do?
Maybe, because we have a big living room, maybe run around a lot, jumping jacks, sit-ups, plank, yeah.
How about taking your dog for a walk?
I mean, we did that today.
Yeah, taking your dog for a walk is a great one. If there's not that many people outside, that there's very little risk, and you can go take a walk, good exercise, go ride your bike, get outside, enjoy the sun.
But it's been raining.
I know, that's the problem here. Not only do we have this horrible thing.
It's been raining.
We also have...
So it just makes it worse.
It does make it
all
worse.
All the people in downtown, there's like no one there. It's like an apocalypse. There's like no one there. It's all empty.
Right, but I think if everybody follows the rules,
everyone will be
and
safe.
And does, again, let's say it again, wash your hands, social distancing.
Elbow high five. So that's
elbow
social,
high five.
That's social distancing.
Yeah, you don't want to touch people. Stay out of crowds.
Oh, one I forgot to talk about. What? We actually found out this about, what is it called? Boy Scouts. Another good thing you should not do is touch your own face. That's actually pretty hard to do, but you're doing it right now.
I am touching my face right now. I'm kind of holding my hands, but I did just wash my hands.
Oh, that's true.
And I washed my hands
because
with
like
soap,
all the germs you touch with your hands.
Again, there's that fomite.
You're touching
it's
your face.
It's called a fomite. Your hands are a fomite. It's the biggest thing. A surface is a fomite. It's something that can spread the disease, but not actively spreads the disease. So you also called some of your friends, right? Like, what are they thinking about it?
All my friends are pretty fine. They're acting normal.
So they've educated themselves and their families have educated themselves?
Yeah, they kind of all know that, like, there's stuff to worry about, but, like, it's not as serious. It's serious, but it's
not...
Yeah,
you don't want to say it's not serious,
yeah,
Stephanie,
it's not,
because it can be serious for some people, And that's why we need to take all of our precautions.
Caution. And do that's everything. Why they close the schools. That's why. Just in safety.
Yeah, they have to be safety. So we shouldn't say that it's not serious, but, you know. So how are we going to make sure, because I kind of asked this before, but how are we going to make sure that when we're in the house that we don't, like, get on each other's nerves? Because I think I'm going to get on your nerves when I tell you to please.
Fold the laundry.
Yeah, well, fold the laundry, but to really, more importantly, that you got to read a book or you got to do your homework.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to like, do what you tell me to do and, like read books and try to stay away from the TV a lot. But the third week, no, because that's spring break.
Oh, so for 2 weeks you'll do it and the third week you won't do it?
Yeah.
Can we pinky promise that you're going to do that? I'm putting my pinky out there for all of you to see. Oh, he's not willing to pinky promise.
Okay, wait.
You are not willing to pinky promise? Oh,
I can.
OMG.
I can pinky promise that I will. I'm not pinky promising that I won't. Oh, wait, stop. I'm not going to pinky promise that I'm going to not watch TV at all. But I'll promise that I'll not be on it a lot starting Monday.
Starting Monday. Okay, well, we're pinky promising right now, but I have
Monday.
I have some expectations here. My expectations are that you're going to listen.
Yeah.
When I say it's time to study, you're going to study.
It's time to study.
And that we're not going to spend our entire time playing video games or on the TV.
Well, actually, I haven't been on video games in 2 weeks.
False. You were on video games today.
No, my Xbox was updating, and then you kicked me off it.
What about you when you were playing a video game with your friend? What was his name?
Oh, yeah. That was on my phone, though.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean it's not a video game. It's a video
That's
game.
That's true.
You know, we went outside today to do a couple of errands, and the streets were, like, eerily
Yeah, that's what
creepy.
I said before.
Oh, you're catching me saying something again?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there, I just got the eye roll, the 11-year-old
No,
eye
not
roll.
An eye roll. That wasn't an eye roll.
What was it?
It's like a stare.
All right. So we talked about, okay, I got a pinky promise that he's going to do his work. We talked about the fact that some kids were scared. And I do hope parents out there are going to, leave the fears of their kids. Because we don't want anybody to be scared in all this. And it's, as parents, it's obviously our responsibility
to do that. It's good to have precaution, though.
It is. Yeah. It is very good to have precaution. But it's also important that we stay in touch with our community. We want to make sure that
Everyone's okay,
and that our fellow members that might need help. So I've seen so many wonderful things happening right now. Like, I've seen some people posting on social media that they're there to help do food shopping for the elderly.
Yeah, and, like, in my school, they close the school, but most people get their food from the school because they can't get the food. But our school is going to stay open so they can get food.
Yeah, so that's terrific.
Which is really, that's really nice.
That's going to be terrific. Those people, those kids and others who get food for their breakfast and lunch is still going to be able to get breakfast and lunch starting Monday.
Yeah.
That's so important. I've also been that weird phenomenon right now where everybody's running around trying to hoard toilet paper.
Why toilet paper?
I don't know. For some reason, people are afraid that they're going to not have toilet paper. And they think, you know, to me, toilet paper is a luxury, but it's, like, not one of those things that you couldn't figure out what to
you
do.
I would take soap over.
Right. You take soap over toilet paper. Yeah. You can jump in a shower and get that off if you need to. By the way, everybody, Stefan's giving me a ew look. He's going, ew, when I'm talking about wiping off your
tushy.
Your tushy. Your behind in the shower. So, yeah, that's something that you could do. But it's been really, really wonderful to see so many people help others, help neighbors, check on them.
Yeah.
I've gotten a bunch of texts today from people just making sure everybody's okay and everybody's stocked. We still needed some hand sanitizer.
So we went out to get that.
Yeah, we went out to get that.
Dollar store.
None on the shelf. Dollar store is fun.
Yeah. They had a lot of good stuff there. Like, most of the stuff on the hygiene was gone, but we got some good stuff, yeah.
We'll get some of it. We're all good. We're all good. But the hope is that out there. So I recommend that everybody out there go to their next door neighbor, ring the doorbell and say, or send them an email and say, if anybody needs help, I'm here. Make sure you have everybody's phone number. Even if you don't like your neighbors, you should definitely go and help them, because I think that in the long run, we're all there. So we talked a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah. We talked about hygiene again, not touching people, try not to touch yourself, wash your hands a lot, don't touch a lot of surface. Well, you kind of have to touch a lot of surfaces, but like try to like put your sleeve over your hand, which is also hygiene.
Keep yourself exercised and healthy. Yeah. Don't go out.
Do creative stuff. We didn't mention that one.
Oh, yeah.
You could always do creative stuff,
like
draw. Read a book is pretty imaginary.
Or do a podcast this.
Yeah.
Or something else. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, I think next couple of weeks is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, and we'll inform you about that in the next episode.
We'll let you know how it's going, and hopefully there'll be a next episode that we don't get ourselves on each other's nerves so much. But we are wishing everybody out there a safe time. Please keep yourself informed, and most importantly,
be safe.
Be safe and love. You, the people that you love. Make sure I was about to say give them a hug, but I don't know when times we're supposed to be doing that. So just make sure that the people that you care about are all safe and healthy.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
This, again, is the
Mom and
Kids
Perspective Show
with Julie and Stefan, a mom and a kid.
One thing I want to say is, I don't remember if we talked about this in the beginning, but in the trailer, we talked about doing a scary movie episode,
but
the coronavirus came up, so that
was
more important. But we might do that in the next one or two episodes.
Okay,
maybe.
Awesome. Again, Mom and Kid Perspective Show. Hope to see you again next time.
Okay.
Bye.